I was just telling David, this is the best hour of the week.
It is.
Because we're talking fantasy football for 60 minutes. Well, actually, about 56 minutes.
Who's keeping track? I guess we are.
As long as we're in the top of the hour, on time, we back time it correctly, we're all right. My name is Chris Tubbs. His name is David Brown. What we do is we talk fantasy football. And now that week number three of the preseason is over with, this is when it starts to get good. Because this is when we've seen the dress rehearsals for a lot of these teams, and this is the best time to have the draft. I love having a draft. To me, I don't like having it. We had it early, and we're going to talk about that with other members of the Sioux Falls Sports Media. We were going to do it last week. We will do that coming up during the course of this hour. So we're going to do that, but I'd love, now that we're past week three, we kind of see how things are shaping up, David.
Absolutely. And, of course, the biggest news of all is that Adrian Peterson wants to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Did you? I just heard about
it. Adrian Peterson called Jerry Jones and said, I want to play for you.
Yes. He said, please get me out of my contract with the Vikings. That's those explicit words.
I would buy that. I would buy that. So, you know what? Jerick McKinnon, your time to step up.
What? You're just forgetting Matt Asiata now?
I am just forgetting Matt Asiata now. So let's talk about what we have coming up in the program. We've got a lot of really cool things. And as always, the fan line is always open. It's 605-336-1230. Again, 605-336-1230. You want to tweet at me? My Twitter account is at CM Tubbs.
And mine is at DBrownMidcoSN.
There you go. Hey, coming up in about 9 minutes or so, we had a draft a few weeks ago where there were various members of the Sioux Falls Sports Media. We got together. We drafted. We're going to put people on blast because everybody likes to think they did a good job. We're going to tell some of these people, you didn't. You did awful. And we're going to tell you their names. We're going to tell you what they did and why we didn't like it. So that's going to come up in about, it's going to be about 12 minutes of entertainment. But I think we all realize it's just going to be some fun. We're all going to sing Kumbaya afterwards and hold hands. And
they're not your friends unless you can rip on them.
That's exactly it. If you can't rip on your friends, then they're not friends. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got a fantasy guru, an injury expert. He's a physical therapist, and you're going to love talking to him. Put his Twitter account actually in my mentions, and I believe he's in yours as well. We'll talk some injuries at the bottom of the hour. I'll let him introduce himself. And so a little bit of a tease there. Then, of course, coming up later on in the hour, we got 5 fantasy football-related questions. We're going to talk about some either-ors when it comes down to some of the position battles as well. But, David, we talked about week 3 of the NFL preseason. Ultimately, your thoughts on what you saw last weekend?
I know it's homerish to start with the Vikings-Chiefs game, but it's going to be for the opposite side. I think the Chiefs proved that Jamaal Charles is going to need to do a lot for them this season, mainly because Alex Smith just turns into a scarecrow near the red zone. 2 picks in the red zone against the Vikings last week. Now, we know Charles had that injury from carrying his stuff out of the dorm, but like I said the last couple weeks, I went to Chiefs training camp and he looked terrible. Now, they got some good tight ends, and we're going to talk a little bit about their tight end options later in the show, but I think Charles is going to be a workhorse back, well worth the 1 or 2 picks. So not really groundbreaking, but sort of reinforcing the notion that we all believed.
And I'm going to go out to the West Coast because I was out in Seattle, Washington last weekend visiting some family. And, of course, I mean, everything out there, it is Seahawks, and as rightfully so. But the way that they demolished the Bears, and we think of Seattle as being a team that's going to play great defense and they're going to run the ball. Russell Wilson, consider this, out of his last 4 preseason quarters, has attempted 33 passes. That number equals his season high for pass attempts in a single game. Would have been the 4th most he's ever thrown in a single NFL game. Seattle put up 34 points last week. I'm telling you right now, Russell Wilson, I was not on the Russell Wilson fantasy bandwagon. Now, there's a difference between being a good quarterback in real life
and
a good fantasy quarterback. Russell Wilson, I'm almost leaning toward, I'd be like, okay, he's nice, but he's going to put up minimal numbers. I just don't know. Is right now, his ADP is middle of the 10th round. He could be a huge steal. And I could see Russell Wilson, if Seattle has to pass, I think they really have the horses that Russell Wilson could be a monster in fantasy, and I can't believe I'm saying that. If I hadn't seen it with my own two eyes last week, I wouldn't have believed it.
Healthy Percy Harvin. We're going to talk about Jermaine Kearse a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Doug Baldwin is consistent. Uh-huh. Still don't know what you have at the running back situation. You still sort of, it's, you know, Marshawn's back, quote-unquote, I guess. I don't know. And, you know, Christine Michael has some injury issues.
Robert Turbin's the handcuff right now. Turbin, because of Christine Michael's hamstring, Robert Turbin is actually a guy that is going to be the handcuff. As of right now, if you were going to have a draft right now, Turbin has got more upside than Christine Michael.
Well, you talk a little bit about ADP. The ABP, the all-points bulletin on Knowshon Moreno, he has been found.
How about that? Knowshon Moreno.
And I may get a little contradictory a little bit later when talking about Knowshon Moreno, but keep an eye on that. I mean, it's a third preseason game, but up until he was on the PUP list to start, and he was just completely off the radar. Then he rushes for 64 yards in the third preseason game against Dallas. Now, granted, that's the other caveat to keep in mind. The Cowboys' rush defense is like Swiss cheese. Mm-hmm. Their pass defense is like no cheese at all. It's just a complete hole.
Yes.
So
it's not good.
Take it with a grain of salt, but at least, you know, there's a sign of life from Knowshon Moreno.
Another guy, I'm going to talk about a running back in the same division, but I'm going to go up to Foxborough and talk about Shane Vereen. Last year, going in, who was the name that we're talking about? Stephen Ridley. Well, Ridley had those fumbling problems. Shane Vereen right now, and I saw these numbers, and it was very eye-opening to me. Vereen, there were 44 snaps while Tom Brady was on the field. Vereen played in 30 of those, carried the ball six times, caught five passes, 57 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Now, I know this really isn't a surprise, but James White has not lived up to those expectations.
And some people thought he might be kind of that sleeper in that Patriot running back minefield.
In a dynasty league, I would take a look at James White. Here's a guy that I'm hearing might not even make the roster. Last year's, you could say maybe a first or second round pick, Stephen Ridley. Stephen Ridley, with the way that this preseason has unfolded, I don't know that he is necessarily going to make the New England Patriots. And to me, that's shocking. And I know Vereen is going to be a PPR machine, but I'm almost in a standard league would feel comfortable having Vereen be my number two running back and even that flex option. Not even just PPR. I would put him up there with Joik Bell, Reggie Bush, in terms of feeling comfortable that he could have that much of an impact.
Switching gears back to the West Coast, a guy I'm concerned about is Colin Kaepernick. I don't think the 49ers have shown any semblance of an offense through this entire preseason.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned that this is just, could this be something with Colin Kaepernick, or is it just preseason? I mean, you look at me
again.
As if,
you have to take these observations
with a grain of salt.
Yeah, absolutely. But Kaepernick as a fantasy option, he gets you the running points. It's sort of like the preconceived notions with Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson has proven he can be a passing quarterback. Mm-hmm. Kaepernick, he's just been so inconsistent this preseason. I would move him down a little bit, middle of quarterback round boards.
A guy that I'm a little worried about, based on what I've seen, is Wes Welker, and that's just because of the concussion.
Sure.
I mean, you don't know. It doesn't sound like Wes Welker is going to retire anytime soon, but I get a little leery about all these concussions, and just wondering if maybe, you know, we know there's Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, and even now Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders is probably a good option right now if you're drafting.
If Wes Welker is he even going to be an option? That's my question, and that's another big concern for me as it comes to week three observations. This is Fantasy Football Thursday. I'm Chris Tubbs. He is David Brown. 605-336-1230 is the fan line. You can hook us up at any time. And when we come back, we said we were going to do it last week. We'll see if we can't get it in here. We had a media draft a few weeks ago. We are going to take a look at those who did well and those who did not do well. And, of course, David, you cannot talk about your team. I cannot talk about my team. But everybody else's team is fair game. We're coming back, and we're picking on people. It's going to be fun. Next, here on Fantasy Football Thursday.